helping people.
It made me feel good.
Taking care of people.
It's just something that
I wanted to help.
Hi, everyone. This is Bob Wehrman. It's time for The Benevolent Mind, our quest to find the spark of giving. As we've seen, the idea that aiding the less fortunate has been around for a very long time. If you take the long view of wealthy people and the good they've tried to do with their excess cash, you discover some interesting facts. In 1904, a woman named Margaret Olivia Sage inherited $63 million from her husband, Russell. That's worth about $1.7 billion today, and she used that money for charitable purposes. She was soon imitated by the Rockefellers, Henry Ford, and Andrew Carnegie. As ambitious as Bill and Melinda Gates are, at least one philanthropist of the past had even loftier ambitions. John D. Rockefeller created his foundation with the modest goal of improving the well-being of mankind throughout the world. There are some remarkable foundations begun by these so-called robber barons. Skipping to the present, in Hawaii, there are over 5,000 officially registered charitable organizations. Our program is a production of Hawaii Public Radio and is sponsored by the Hawaii Community Foundation, believing for 100 years that philanthropy is all about you. I'm Bob Wehrman.